After 30 minutes of questioning, Democratic Representative Neil Hendrickson asked the question on a lot of people's minds.
It'd be interesting to know what this is going to cost the state.
Hendrickson wasn't given a number. Instead, he was given a list of the items the state has had to spend money on due to the breach.
Mailing costs just to get the word out to everybody. As you can imagine, sending out close to 400,000 or more letters is an expensive proposition, both in the mail postage, but also in the labor it takes to do that. We've contracted for the hotline services to have someone help us with receiving the thousands of calls that the health department's received.
That's Dr. David Patton, executive director of the Utah Department of Health, who adds the biggest costs could be yet to come. The free credit monitoring the state is offering to those who had their Social Security number stolen is costing the state $16 per person, which will add up to $4.5 million if all 280,000 victims opt to take advantage. But beyond reaching out to the victims, Patton adds there are now costs associated with the federal government.
Health and Human Services will be looking at this. They'll be sending investigators out to see if we've handled this appropriately. And if they deem that we have not, there could be penalties that are levied against us as well.
Lawmakers in the meeting were told not to expect a special session regarding the issue. Instead, the money spent to handle the breach will be reconfigured during the next legislative session in January. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.